All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. And today's theme is together. I'm glad that we are together. As a matter of fact, we say here all the time, we are better together. And so as we are getting better by being together, togetherness and being the body of Christ is so important. And so we hear from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another, that the members would have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. That body that we're created to be thrives together. And if it is being pulled apart in different directions, then one will suffer and all will suffer. We know this. But if one member is honored, then all rejoice together. I think Jesus just hits a home run every time that he taught. We are to love our neighbors. Yes, love our neighbors. So important. But he goes on to say, that's easy to love the people like you or to love who you've already chosen to love. That's easy. He says, you also, with the same love, need to love your enemies. And so we are in that together, the love of neighbor and the love of enemies. And we do that through prayer and through walking together, through practicing accompaniment, and through celebrating the diversity of the body, recognizing that diversity is God's call for the church on earth. You see, Paul reminds us that in the kingdom of God, our relationships with fellow followers of Jesus resemble the way that our individual body parts work together for the sake of the whole. We are immersed in a world of relationships, and God sees our interconnectedness like a body, sometimes healthy and sometimes in need of healing. He wants us to remember that a body has many parts. We don't treat people as if they're just like us, as if they've had the same life experiences as we have, or view the world the same that we do. God loves diversity. Diversity is built into our bodies. Diversity is built into creation. Diversity helps knit together a community of relationships marked by shared rejoicing and shared suffering. Yes, knit together. Together. Better together. Let's hear this inspirational voice on diversity.
Our stories are written by a God of equality. The more diversity in the room, the more of God is reflected. Diversity calls us toward equality and unity. This pursuit of equality and unity does not assume conformity. Instead, this journey that God has called us to, in, and through all of creation, celebrates the beauty of our differences, leading us to interdependence in community. Two boys walked into their supplemental school space. They come from the same neighborhood where access to the internet is sparse, so they use a local church as an access point. Everything else about their lives seems to be polar opposites. It's 2020, so everything is different. One boy, a first-generation immigrant, is just trying to translate and adapt every day. The second boy doesn't even notice the first boy, because his own journey as a person of color in this neighborhood is overwhelming enough. Both boys open their school-provided computers to log in to their remote learning environment. As each boy logs in, everything changes. Our young Hispanic friend notices another boy in the virtual class who seems to be in the same physical space as him. Our young African-American friend catches on as well. In that moment, the teacher calls on our Hispanic friend, and he is paralyzed by the moment. He doesn't understand the question. His new friend sees his distress, gets up from his chair, walks over to the table, and with his young 7-year-old voice whispers, "It's okay, brother. We will do it together." In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul encourages us that the members of God's body deserve the same care for one another. He says, if one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. If our stories were only written by systemic norms, where people of color are forced to live in siloed communities, seeing others as a threat to their survival, my two young friends would be enemies, fighting over the same scarce resources in one of the most impoverished communities in our city. Yet our stories have a different author. Our stories are written by a God of equality. The more diversity in the room, the more God's body is reflected. Who is in your room? Today, our God is calling us to look up, take notice, sit with one another, and whisper when necessary to each other. Don't worry, my friend. We will do it together.
Folks, I love that. That reminder that we'll do this life together. Where we remember there's no longer Jew nor Greek nor slave or free nor male or female, where folks are so focused on what separates or what divides that we're willing as the church to say we are in this life, in this world, in this faith, in this body together. And as we accompany, we can thrive. All can be raised up in life. And that's our work. Now, that's our work today as the church. And so, have you ever been in the position of the boys in that story? Feeling vulnerable, not knowing what to do, and looking for a shared voice. Think about your interconnectedness to other body parts today. And what's one way that the differences of your closest connections have changed you for the better? How are your relationships changing and moving and thriving and looking like your neighborhood and your world? What is your greatest challenge in cultivating relationships across cultural divides? And what's your greatest reward? What's the greatest challenge in cultivating relationships across cultural divides? And what's the greatest reward? And in what ways might you withhold honor from the inferior members of the body? And what's one step you can take on the road to what we call repentance, a metanoia, a turning around and living anew? As we figure that out, again, who's in the room and how we're in the room and how there is a seat at the table for everyone, that changes how we live. And it's beautiful and it's good. And when our tables look like the diversity and the richness of the world, we recognize we're more whole and we're more well, because that is God's entire body, God's world, gathered together. Yes, together, friends, that's the word. May we do that and live. All right, good day.